Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So I feel like we've had a really good discussion about some things that you said really apply to both the gardener and anybody that's involved in agriculture. We talked about, you know, different things to be doing seasonally this month, as well as cover crops you may want to look at, and then also soil testing. And if you have any questions related to how to take a soil test, just pick up the phone, give your local extension office a call, and we seriously light up when you ask us those type questions. I know Chris does. And today he's lighting up at the fact that we are probably getting a lot of questions related to weeds right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I hate them just because the grasses are harder for me. But, you know, generally if it's a broadleaf, I do kind of.
And here's the deal. For us right now, the grass, and I think it's the same way for turf as well, but for agronomic crops, you know, for farm fields, the grass is shorter, so that the weeds are more pronounced.
They are.
Especially with the drought conditions that some places, some of y'all have had plenty of rain. Some of you haven't. Okay. All right. So, you know, we get a lot of weed questions this time of the year.
Yeah. And something has been said in the past that weeds kind of pop up in certain areas due to certain extremes. Like,
sure,
it may be lacking in a certain type of, or like you said, it prefers the drought or prefers wet conditions. So Chris, talk to us a little bit more about what tips you have for our listeners, especially when they're looking at late summer, fall forage weed management.
Okay. Kristen, this is the time of year that probably spraying can be the least effective.
Interesting.
Okay? All right. Uh-huh. Now, we are going to talk about some spray options a little bit later on.
Okay.
But the most important thing right now is probably mechanical control, or going in there and clipping the tops out of these weeds, okay, so that they don't make seed.
And go again.
Okay.
All right.
So, getting the bush hog out right now might be the most important thing. Okay. And going over those fields, clipping those weed tops off, and you say, Chris, you say, you know, my pastures are short. I understand. We're feeding a little hay too. All right. I get that. Okay. But we need to knock the tops out of those weeds. All right. That's going to definitely, we don't want those cuckleburrs, those iron weeds, those spiny amaranth weeds, you know, going to seed. Okay. You know, we're looking at a Palmer pigweed. We're looking at 10 to 20,000 seeds per plant.
That's a lot of seeds.
That's a lot of seeds. Okay. Let's knock the top out of those. Now, are there some chemicals that are effective? Yes. But as you and I have talked about before, and we make a joke about this, a plant has to be growing to kill it. So if a plant, if it's because of the heat or because of the drought, these plants have slowed down, these weeds have slowed down, it does make them harder to kill.
Yeah.
Right? So with that, there are a lot of herbicides out there. I guess a lot of our farmers turn to 2,4-D first. And to be real honest, some of our late season weeds that we're having right now, 2,4-D is not very effective. All right. We're going to need something with some triclopyr in it. So that might be a crossbow or something of that nature. And then there are some newer chemicals out there, some things like Grazon Next and some things like Duracore that have some residual. And those are very good herbicides to use in the fall. But anytime we're talking about use of herbicides, we want to read and follow label directions, because some of our weed herbicides, Kristen, are going to prevent us from going back and doing any reseeding if we wanted to.
Right.
So if we're happy, I always tell people, if you're happy with your grass, let's go ahead. If you're thinking about going back and reseeding, we might need to come up with another option of that kind of thing. But folks, I would like for you now, as the days get a little shorter, the night and the evenings get a little cooler, I need you to scout your fields. Because I'll be real honest, it won't be long, we start getting these fall rains, that our winter annuals will come out. Our winter annuals, like our corn buttercup, our poison hemlock, our thistles. And let's just face it, an application in the fall might do a whole lot of good.
Yeah, right? Especially against those.
Right. So we can go ahead and knock those things out. We make that application in the fall, maybe we go ahead and apply our P and K in the fall to our pasture fields as well. So then in the spring, all we got to do is go ready to go. So if you got any questions about fall management, pick up that phone. Give your extension agent a call. Have a conversation with him.
Exactly. So always give your extension office a call. And we want to invite you back here with us tomorrow because Chris is putting on his chef's hat and talking to us about catfish. So you'll want to tune back here with us tomorrow and here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.